It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already December 19th and 20th, depending on when you're listening to this. The Thanksgiving holidays have come and gone, and now we're progressing into the December holidays as well as the new year. The pandemic continues on, so I know people kind of want to see 2020 go away, but 2021 looks like we'll be still, you know, working, our new world. And there's been some pleasant surprises for me in the new world. For example, I get to see my mother every week on a Zoom, so I actually see her more than I used to. But obviously, it's quite a challenging, a period of time. Want to thank my guest. Last week, Jill Sylvester, who really took the subject of, mental health awareness and really made it interesting in terms of, practical advice. And her book is called Trust Your Intuition. So if you're interested in that book, Trust Your Intuition, you can go on Amazon.com. But this weekend, with me is the world-famous Gerianne Bogus, who will be talking about the Black Heritage Trail in New Hampshire. And Gerianne is a dynamite speaker. We've had her here at Northeast Delta Dental in a virtual mode because it happened during COVID, talking about June 19th. And very, very well known in the area. And basically, Gerianne, thank you for joining me this weekend. And I appreciate the fact that you've helped educate me and Connie and Northeast Delta Dental on a number of topics, and in the spirit of transparency, as you know, we're one of the financial sponsors for the Black Heritage Trail of New Hampshire, and thank you for engaging us on this.
Well, thank you so much for having us and for wanting to talk about the work we're doing in our state. And we're really honored to have Delta Dental as one of our partners in this work, supporting one of our major programs, the Black New England Conference. So much thanks to you.
Of course. So let's get right into it. So I know I've learned a lot since we began the sponsorship that you referenced, and I know that there's deep, robust history of African American life in New Hampshire that people, aren't necessarily aware of. But why don't we start at the beginning and tell us what is the Black Heritage Trail of New Hampshire?
Well, the Black Heritage Trail of New Hampshire actually was formed out of the is an outgrowth of the Portsmouth Black Heritage Trail. The Portsmouth Black Heritage Trail is about 25 years old, and it was formed by Valerie Cunningham, who raised in New Hampshire, born and raised in New Hampshire, and she was interested in finding out, where were the people who looked like her in her hometown. And that led to her discovery of the Black history in our state that dates back to 1645. And from that work, she put markers up in the town, 22 markers up in the town that were specific to New Hampshire's Black history. And also from her research work in finding out just about her own town of Portsmouth, she found out about a lot of other towns in New Hampshire. And with working with Valerie, we thought that it would be good to start an organization that highlighted the amount of Black history that the state had, that it was not just in the Seacoast area, but straight across our state. And that was how the Black Heritage Trail of New Hampshire was started, in putting together and raising awareness for this statewide history.
Great. And the website for everybody is Black Heritage Trail NH, all one word. That's Black Heritage Trail NH.org, all one word. So tell us the precise mission and vision. I think basically you started to touch on it, but maybe more specifically what the mission and vision of the Black Heritage Trail is.
So the Black Heritage Trail of New Hampshire works to raise awareness of New Hampshire's Black history, and by so doing, create a more inclusive communities today. So we work to make this history visible. You can see that in Portsmouth through the marker projects, through the Black Heritage African Burying Ground Memorial. In Milford, there is the Harriet Wilson statue. And we do a lot of tours, not only in the seacoast, but in other towns. We have expanded to 6 towns with our tours that tells these long-forgotten stories of New Hampshire's Black history. I mean, not many people know that the first Black woman to publish a novel in English was born and raised in Milford, New Hampshire, or the first Black person to be elected to public office was raised in Newmarket. That is Wentworth Cheswell, and before I spoke, mentioned Harriet Wilson. Not many people know about in Andover, New Hampshire, Richard Potter, who was the first, we could call him a superstar, a movie superstar, but he was a magician that traveled all across the state and had his estate in Andover, Mass. So there's a lot of stories across the state that tells us the work that African Americans, formerly enslaved Africans, did here in New Hampshire, starting from 1645 until now, and how they wove their stories into the fabric of what we know our state to be. So that's some of the work that we do at the Black Heritage Trail, really telling these stories. But we also offer programs that gives us a chance to have community dialogues around not only these historical stories, but how those stories create the where we are today, and how knowing those stories then can break these stereotypes and create more understanding between all of us.
Yeah, that's awesome. And every time you mesmerize me, every time I talk with you or listen to you, because I'm always learning. So in your kind of, when you go around or just having any casual conversations, I know there's fewer of that in terms of in person, are people amazed with some of the robustness of the African-American, Black-American history here in New Hampshire?
They are always surprised. You know, the mythology of New Hampshire is that it's one of the whitest states in the Union, right? And we tell and retell that story all the time. But so when they hear about these stories of African-Americans living, working, creating, donating libraries to the towns, it's really a surprise because it's not the story we tell. We don't tell the story of enslavement in New Hampshire. We tell the story of the abolitionists. And the abolitionists are usually white abolitionists, not the African, Black abolitionists. So it really surprises people most often when we go out to hear these stories.
Yeah. Like I say, every time we dialogue, I learn something. So, you mentioned the Seacoast area, but kind of the statewide expansion. So I'm sure you don't have a lot of staff colleagues. So how is Jerry Ann making this statewide expansion happen and this kind of educational awareness?
That's a good question. So our staff, there are two staff, myself and our office manager. We have a group of volunteers, at about 30 people who help, who volunteers, and they're mostly out of the Seacoast. As we expand statewide, we hope to build up that group of volunteers. We also hope to create these ambassador sites. What we did was divide the state into its 7 tourist regions, you know, and hope to have an ambassador in each region. Our board is robust and active, so, you know, we rely a lot on our board members to help with this statewide expansion. They are from different locations across the state as well. One of the things that we do is take our, one of our major programs that we do in February and March is our Eleanor William Hooker Tea Talks. And those are community dialogues where we look at contemporary issues, but having roots in historical events. And those, we travel in different towns across the state and create these groups where we, you know, we have these dialogues. So in that way, we build up our volunteer base as we go across the state.
Great. And after commercial break, we'll talk a little bit more about the Tea Talks,
okay,
as well as the poetry project. Again, the website is blackheritagetrailnh.org, all one word. And just quickly, in the minute or so before we have, before the commercial break, COVID-19, so has that, obviously you're doing, as you did for us, you know, more things, or if not all things, virtually. What other impacts has it had on your organization? To some extent, you know, obviously it lessens in-person events, but maybe you actually can get a broader reach via Zoom and things like that?
Well, definitely we rely a lot on in-person programming. Dialogues is so, the energy of dialogues, and if you can imagine the topics we talk about, some may be contested history, you know, some may be difficult history when we're talking about race and racism. So being an in-person communications conversations, you create a richer, more palatable conversation. So we do miss that from having to, because of COVID, go to Zoom meetings. And we have to be much more deliberate in how we how our conversations are conducted when it's Zoom, in order to try to get that human kind of touch and feel that we. So our planning is a lot more deliberate, less organic than when we are meeting in person.
Exactly.
We do have an opportunity where we reach a wider audience, and that also makes us really more deliberate on how we tell this New Hampshire story, how we highlight these conversations. And a lot more planning goes into
it. Absolutely. And of course, if it's a if it's a well-orchestrated event, you know, it's, you know, I know most people do Zoom, but sometimes if you're dealing with breakout groups and things like that, it has to be, you know, so well-orchestrated. Okay, so we're going to go to commercial break. The website, again, is blackheritagetrailnh.org, all one word, blackheritagetrailnh.org. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And this weekend with me is Gerianne Boges from the Black Heritage Trail of New Hampshire. And as you heard prior to the commercial break, she's pretty much a one-woman band in making this happen. The website is blackheritagetrailnewhampshire.org. Big shout-out to my running friends for participating in a couple different races, the Jingle Bell Run for Arthritis, which was November 21st, the only Jingle Bell Run in the United States that was in person. We're lucky we have a running company called Millennium Running that worked with the governor's office to develop correct and safe socially distanced or physically distanced running. And imagine lining up for a Southwest airline flight, and that's pretty much how the race works. You're, you know, 6 feet behind the prior runner, and everybody has their own start time. So it's quite safe, and we had a good turnout for that, and that was at Delta Dental Stadium. And then on Thanksgiving, there was a Thanksgiving race there also at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. So I think New Hampshire is blessed in many ways, one of which is that even though obviously we have to be very respectful of the virus, we have been able to sustain some of our, you know, outside, you know, wellness activities. So back to Gerianne. So Gerianne, we touched on that the ongoing, you have some tea talks. And again, for everybody's benefit, the website is blackheritagetrailnewhampshire.org. And I know you've had some poetry projects recently and then one coming up in January. So please tell us a little bit more about both those things, the tea talks and the poetry project.
So one of the things we did this this early winter was create a series of dialogues around African-American poetry. It was called the Black Matter is Life, Poetry for Engagement and Overcoming. Where we were exploring and discussing the rich tradition and innovation found in African-American poetry. We had two series already, one in November and one early December, where we focused on poems by Phyllis Wheatley, Lawrence Dunbar, Langston Hughes, and Sonia Sanchez. And the theme then was signifying on a tradition, how these poets used traditional forms of poetry to talk about the African-American poetry aesthetics. The second series that we did in December was all about protest, how African-American poets had historically used poetry to talk about protest and movement. That was really a very engaging dialogue. The one coming up in January, January 21st, which I'm really excited about, will feature our guest poet, Jericho Brown. And if you haven't heard Jericho Brown before, I really recommend just look him up. Christopher Tippett had him on, and he was just a dynamic poet. But the theme for that that conversation is love, 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 and we're looking at love in all its aspects, featuring poems by George Moses Horton, Gwendolyn Brooke, Nikki Giovanni, and of course, Jericho Brown. These conversations are facilitated by our two professors from UNH, Professor Reginald Wilburn and Professor Dennis Britton. And we've also a really nice twist to the program that engages community is we've asked different community libraries to have a response poem to each of the series. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the Nashua Library will respond to this series. So that's the poetry series where we're really introducing our communities to African American poets, the long tradition of using poetry to really show the human experience.
Yeah, like I said, that's why I learned so much. That was fascinating, listening to that. So tell us now about the Tea Talks, which I know is more of an ongoing process.
Yeah. So every February to March, the Black Heritage Trail, I think we're in from the Portsmouth Black Heritage Trail into the Black Heritage Trail, we're about our sixth year of offering these community dialogues. And the series coming up now, because our theme for 2021 is really all about healing, to really answer this need in our societies for healing between us. And one of the things we're doing in the Tea Talks and starting the first Sunday in February, February 7th, and goes to the second Sunday in March, March 14, 2021. The title is Claiming Our Place, Blacks in White Spaces. And we're looking at all the different places where Blacks are not expected to be and how they've navigated those spaces. So the first one is racism in the American farming landscape. The second one is writing while Black, we called it, and that's really looking at our science fiction writers. Then we're looking at what racism does to the soul, race and care for soul. Then the power of place. We're looking at Martha's Vineyard and the growth of the Black elite. We're not expected to have a Black elite. And, of course, we'll look at some of New Hampshire's Black history. And then our last panel, we will feature some high school or college students, and we'll look at Black students in predominantly white institutions, what that means and how that grew. So that talk, again, grounded in history, but contemporary issues, and especially issues that are right here in the state that we want to look at. The Black New England Conference next year, which will be in October 22nd and 23rd, which we partner with Southern New Hampshire University, looking at, the title for that is Crossing River Jordan, A Spiritual Journey Towards Healing Racial Wounds. And for that, we'll explore various ways that spiritual practices serve as a source of strength, hope, resistance, and healing for Black people in their fight for racial equality and justice.
So that's next fall, October 2021. So hopefully that'll be in person. And
That will be in person. But I think the way our world is going, we will offer, you know, an online component as well.
Yeah, having like a virtual option, kind of what we did for the arthritis run. So that, for my CEO colleagues and other leaders and people in position, it's something we've helped sponsor for several years, the Black New England Conference, and it's something, again, you can contact Jerry Ann. Again, the website is blackheritagetrailnewhampshire.org, and it's, a terrific conference. And as you said, probably it'll be hybrid, but we'll see. But regardless, it'll be a terrific event. Hey, I know that Giving Tuesday has come and gone, but I know. Like I said, like anytime I listen to you, like I learn and am so excited. So I'm sure that we've raised the level of energy for this topic. So even though Giving Tuesday for December has come and gone, if someone wanted to donate, as you heard from Jerry Ann, it's, you know, there's her, one other colleague, and volunteer board member. So I'm sure you could use some grants and donations. So how would someone go about doing that?
So on our website, and I'll just make a quick correction. It's Black Heritage Trail NH. The New Hampshire is not spelled out.
Yeah, NH, I'm sorry, yeah.
NH.org. And right on our website, there's a donate button that you can click, and it will give you all the options of how to donate to the organization. Our address is 222 Court Street in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And we're always looking for volunteers in all different ways that people can get involved, as well as making donations to the organization.
Great. So important. And I like the way you put it, like everything is grounded in history, but there's so many contemporary issues now that it makes the history. I know when you presented to our employee colleagues, I loved it, on June 19th, it gave so much context to, today's world, knowing the history. So, I mean, it's awesome. And again, the website is Black Heritage NH, blackheritagenh.org. And if, Jerry, and if someone, you know, if there's a employer listening to this and they wanted to have you present to their employees, how would they go about doing that, perhaps?
They can give a call to our office at... I never remember the number. 603-570-8469. 603-570-8469. Or they can send an email to info@blackheritagetrailnh.org requesting, a presentation or a visit from either me or one of our speakers. And they can have one of us there to give a talk.
Great. It's inspiring. So again, that number is 570-8469. That's 570-8469. The actual office is located in Portsmouth, 222 Court Street in Portsmouth. And again, as Jerry Ann said at the beginning, the mission of the Black Heritage Trail of New Hampshire is to promote awareness and appreciation of African American history and culture in New Hampshire, by celebrating the resilience, versatility, and courage of African-American people that has enabled its culture, values, and traditions to survive for 400 years. You do such a great, great job, and I'm really so glad that you and Connie connected a few years ago, and we're glad to be just Northeast Delta Dental to be a small part of this extremely important work that you do. So thank you very much for your leadership and for all you're doing for society in general and New Hampshire specifically. So Thank you, Jerianne.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate you having us, and thank you, as always, for supporting the work that we do.
Of course, all the time. Again, the website, BlackHeritageNH, one word, .org. The phone number is 570-8469. Thank you, Jerianne.